reach for the sky, boy.
Rolex first.
Woo!
Diamond ring first.
Woo!
Hit dealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine riding.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Stuck in the gun.
Woo!
And I'm having a hard time.
Holy Hurricane Bounce.
I give you two claps and a Ric Flair.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Doing the Favorite Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Brown. You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but of course, follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. With me, as always, he's the sexual, intellectual, Double H, the Husky heartthrob, leader of the Husky Army, and a man who eats like he's spending his time in county jail, my man, Barry Frost. Barry, how you doing, homie?
Doing well, except tonight I'm at the battered, sheltered for men. I got my room. We have dial up internet, but we're gonna push through tonight.
Now, when you're eating the shells and cheese with hot dogs cut up into it, do you have a salt shaker, or you have the little salt packets you steal from Wendy's?
I actually have the ones from McDonald's, and I just usually shovel those in my fanny pack, and then I just put the pepper on the mac and cheese.
That's fucking terrible. All right, and with us tonight we have a little special guest on us. With us during the legwork segment. We gave the man 3 minutes, then we gave the man 5 minutes, then we took that time away. Then he picked up an Ono, which is back for me, which gets him back into my good graces. Barry was very upset about that. But despite Barry's wishes, I want to introduce to you the Titan of the Targets, the Walmart Wonder, the legwork MVP, my man, GBM. Good brother Mike. Mike, how are you, buddy?
I am splendid, but you better watch all those nicknames now. I don't want you getting no cease and desist order.
Oh, I know, right? All the many sports leagues that name their most valuable player the MVP. Yeah, I don't want to catch anything from the NFL.
I don't want to just be Mike from Buffalo from now on.
Mike from Buffalo. What's all right, we're going to do some shout-outs really quick, then we're going to legwork my shout-outs to the usual suspects. I have the Ohio players ever-growing, and I want to make the announcement right here, right now. Travis Fowler, welcome to the Ohio players.
Woo-hoo.
Very glad to have him on board. Let's get his Twitter handle out here for everybody. It is at TFowler1. He is living in Ohio. He's an Ohio player. He's in the fig life. He's in the legwork. And now he's in the Ohio players. So, Travis, welcome aboard. The usual suspects, the cervix blaster, Drew Vensel, Tara Lynch, Ty, Cody Baker, I Can't Sam, Nick Haddix. I can go on and on and on and on and on. So, you know, that ever-growing group, I will be seeing everybody at March 14th in Circleville for big-time wrestling. That's going to be fantastic. Also, the brothers, Jeff and Scott, over at Fully Posable. I'm sure GBM will shout them out, too. Great episode this week. I haven't listened to their Toy Fair review yet because we're doing it ours tonight, so I didn't want to, you know, basically repeat what they say. But fantastic show, fantastic outlook. Very good listener segment this week by Deontay on their show, so check that out as well. PPW Podcast, Breaker and Bane, the homie Bill Benis, and all guys, I say it every week, Wrestling Toy Tracker, Hasbro's, Retro's, LJN's, Galoob's, Mint on Card, or loose rough estimate price that you're going to get from eBay. You have that. You go in your stores. If you're looking to start a collection, add to a collection, you don't want to get scammed. You don't want to get hosed on a price. Have that in your toolbox. Barry, go in your shout-outs, pimpin'.
Absolutely. The DTF Security Force. And GBM's calling you Mr. One Defeated. He's claiming you took an L and had Twitter proof to back it up. So, the captain of the Sweatpants Mafia, Mike the Cleaner, folding your ass up in his new car. Did you see that? I can't whistle, but that's how fucking clean it is. Yeah. And then we got Sammy Evans, this dude, coming out of nowhere today with a fucking Hurricane Chase for me. Chase variant. So, shout out to Sammy. Always a good dude. He's coming to Circleville. He's going to be there March 14th. Then, Windog. Oh, you know, you'll hear about him later in what Josh is wearing segment. Fucking, he's going to be out there. You mentioned Jeff and Scott. Listen, I listened to the show, and I stole everything that they talked about. I got notes. So, it's going to be a carbon copy. But no, shout out to those dudes. Shout out to Bill Benis. I'm just damned ashamed that Big Underscore Bane and his shenanigans ruined us learning the perfection of the hammerlock from Bill Benis, 18-year veteran. So shout out to Breaker and Bane, though, two good dudes, and Bill Benis. And fuck Kevin, because he won't ever get Billy's food. But, you know, shout out to everybody, man. Ring skirts, fig tees, hell, just shout out to everybody. Be pleasant tonight. And GBM, go ahead, brother.
All right, well, I'm going to use my 3 minutes wisely here. I'm just going to shout out the whole Fig Life community, Legwork Legion, East Coast to West Coast, across the pond, everybody, shout out. And then about a shout out to the birthday boy, the nature boy, Ric Flair.
Nice. Good for you, man. All right. We're going to have GB on for our legwork segment. Guys, use that hashtag legwork. Let us know what you're finding. Let us know what you need, right? Because community help each other out. That's what GBM, that's what makes him the legwork MVP, right? Is helping out the community, helping out the brethren, right? Use that hashtag legwork. It's growing. Basically, it lets us know a lot of what we're going to talk about today. A lot of what we see out on these Twitter streets come from the hashtag legwork. I search it throughout the day. So thank you guys all so much that participated in that. GBM, why don't you go ahead and do your legwork first, brother?
I can do that. Mail call today. I got the Fiend Funko Pop, Amazon exclusive. I like how they ship it in that little box now, little added protection.
I saw a lot of people talk about that, and that actually made me buy it. Like, I'm knowing it's going to come. Like, that's amazing. If I know something's going to come shipped properly, it makes me want to buy it. Amazing concept.
Yep. And speaking of Wyatt, Eric from PPW, he hooked me up with the older Wyatt Funko when I found those here back when they came out. They were all beat up, so I never actually grabbed one. He hooked me up with that. Ox Sawyer sent me a event-worn Lita relic card. I got a Becky Lynch auto card from my buddy and your buddy, CJ. Undisputed Ant, I got a Natalia Global Superstars figure from him. That's going to go to my friend's daughter because she's like a huge Natalia fan now. She's got one of her older basics and Elite 74 hanging on her bedroom wall. The Heenan Family 4-pack I got from Undisputed Ant. Picked that up.
So dope.
Yeah, one that I never had before and had to add that. Got a good deal on that from him. I got a purple Razor Ramon Hasbro off Mercari for $25, which is a steal. Helped a local buddy sell a bunch of elites. I picked up a the NWO ringside exclusive Scott Hall from him. And then for helping him out, he gave me the Elite 75 Mandy Rose for free.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty sweet. What else have I got here? Oh, I finished off the other network spotlights that I needed. Now that those are getting discontinued, I'm glad to have those. And I don't know what else I got. Oh,
what did you get to finish them off?
The Hardy and the Angle.
What do you think about them?
I needed. I wasn't really planning on getting them, but I'm like a completionist, so I had to have like I got every network spotlight figure now. And
nice.
I think Ricochet and Wendy Richter were the two that I was mainly after.
Right, like everybody.
Right. So, but I'm a completionist, so I had to have everything. So I finally finished that off. I think that's about it. I don't know if I got. Oh, those mini Rumble figures, like the little Hasbro style mini Royal Rumble figures. I got a handful of those off Mercari also.
Now, would you consider that like a big week for you, an average week?
It's one of the bigger weeks considering like I haven't seen much on the pegs here. Still waiting for 73s to hit Target. Those seem like we're never gonna get them. My one Walmart I got Elite 74 at a month ago. They finally ran out of Elites. I was told they're gonna be getting two cases in sometime soon.
Now, who you talk to when you go in there? Now, you say, I was told, and this and that. Like, a lot of people that listen, like, you're kind of a legend in the community with the, you know, the effort you put in, the legwork. Like, you kind of embody legwork. So, when you say, I was told, like, who tells you, who's your contact? What would you advise people to do if they want to establish a good relationship with the people that work at these stores like you have?
Well, the one Walmart I go to, there's a guy, his name's Tim. He does a lot of the toy stocking. And, you know, one day I just went up to him. I'm like, you know, I was wondering if you could help me out. Looking for the elites, you know, do you know when you're going to be getting more? You know, he scanned it. You know, he said, you know, whenever they were planning on getting more or whatever. And I kind of talked to him about like the distribution and how people come in and try and get the exclusives and sell them for 3 times the amount online. And we actually had like a 20-minute conversation in the aisle and, you know, just talking to him. And he's like, you know, I don't mind helping people out that are nice about it and respectful. And that's what I always am, because if I'm a dick, the next time I go in the store, that guy's not going to want to help me out.
Exactly.
So I was in there a couple days ago. He recognized me, you know, we were talking, he scanned the peg for me. He's like, oh, we got some coming in on Wednesday. He's like, he actually had the new battle packs on his cart. And when I walked in, he said, oh, I was wondering if I was going to see you today. I, you know, had these on the cart, but I was waiting to stock them, basically waiting for me to show up so I could get first look.
That's so dope, man.
So, like, you know, that was cool. And he told me the day that these 2 cases are supposedly coming in, he's not working. He's like, but this kid Owen's working. He's like, I'll let him know that you're going to be coming in, you know. So he's kind of like my go-to guy now.
Now, do you have just one Walmart or do you have several?
Just the one. It's like the smaller town Walmart. Like all the other Walmarts around here have like nothing on the pegs. They have no basics. They have no elites. They're got the little temporarily out of stock tag on there. You know, they're loaded with the rings and the, you know, the kids' belts, and they got nothing else.
Well, now what's your target situation?
It's not too bad. There's, you know, we got a lot of like Dreams and Mysterios from 72.
How many targets do you go to?
Let's see. Frequently I go to two. There's two that I go to, but if I make like a big round, I'll hit up like 4. And then maybe 4 Walmarts. But if I want to really make a day of it, I can hit up like 5 or 6 Targets and 5 or 6 Walmarts. But they'd be taking up pretty much like my whole day.
Right.
Which I've done before, but I mean, you know, it's worth it if you can come back with a haul. But lately,
some other people are always asking, like, how do you guys get all this shit? So, like, you know, I'm trying to get these questions in so I can, because the main guy who gets all the shit, you know what I mean, can answer. So, yeah, thank you for sharing us. Thanks for having us coming on. You mind hanging out while we do our legwork segment?
Hey, if you're ready for me.
Sure. Barry, go ahead and do your legwork, homie.
Absolutely. I mentioned mine a little bit earlier. I had I had Sammy Evans. He slid in the DMs, pulled me a Hurricane Chase variant today. And then we had a beautiful, beautiful Jim the Anvil Neidhart from Windhawk. So, I mean, I've had two of our guys come through for me and find me figs that I probably will not see around here. Also, I sent you a picture a couple days ago. I snatched Aleister Black. The Walmart around here, for some reason, they have like 2 Triple H's, 73s or whatever. And then they would have 1 Triple H and 1 Finn Balor. So then I went back and they had 1 Triple H and 1 Aleister Black. So I gladly took that. So that was and I got some wrestling programs, but you don't want to hear about that. You know, that's last time I brought it up, I was just ridiculed. So that was
who ridiculed you? Who made fun of you?
You did.
It's just atrocious.
I think I heard Goldberg's theme music that day while I was talking about him.
Well, I would never do that.
It was disgusting.
All right. Well, for my leg work, I had a really nice weekend. So on Saturday, I woke up, had some lovely breakfast like I always do. Get myself started and energized for the day with the proper amount of calorie intake. And went to my doorstep, and there was a pro wrestling crate waiting. Well, actually, it was later in the day than it came because I have a kid. I get up early. Pro wrestling crate, very dope. I made a live video. Rachel filmed it. She was less than enthused. You guys heard the excitement coming through her voice making that video, right?
She loved that fanny pack.
Yeah. I believe she called it gross.
There's a possibility.
But I'll just go through what I had. I got a poster, Andy Kaufman versus Jerry Lawler. Barry, that's yours whenever you come here.
Appreciate that.
Pro Wrestling Tees fanny pack that we mentioned before that my wife is a huge fan of. I am going to basically do like an 80s wrestler, and I'm going to wear it down to Circleville full of somas, and I'm going to treat that like currency.
God. We'll have we'll have 50 legends on this show by the end of the night. handfuls.
Arn Anderson signed 8x10. Ric Flair, happy birthday DVD. It's not a happy birthday DVD. It's happy birthday Ric Flair. I got a Ric Flair DVD with some matches on it. Ultimate Warrior pin. Kamala micro brawler. Macho Man t-shirt. Iron Sheik t-shirt. Big fan of the crate. Really happy both the t-shirts. Neither of them are black. Real happy with the Kamala micro brawler. Yeah, I'm happy with everything, man. The Arn signed 8x10, even though I'm meeting him in Circleville. Arn's one of my favorites. Ric Flair, I mean, you know, old matches. So, I think this one was a big win.
Yeah, I liked it.
What'd you think, GBM?
It was actually a pretty good crate. Like, I see a lot of those, and I kind of get interested in picking them up. But a lot of them have stuff in there that I'm not really interested in. But that was a pretty good crate.
Like, so here's what I'll say about the crates, especially for those of us that buy lots of figures like we do. If you get it every month, the accumulation of stuff and like not everything you really want piles up quickly. All right. Now they make it month to month, which is great, and you can just kind of pick and choose. So that's, I kind of, you know, I haven't got one for probably, what, Barry, 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, it was before Thanksgiving even, I think. So, yeah.
But before that, I was on a hell of a run, and I got a bunch of those motherfuckers. Basically, a lot of the stuff I have just organized into two boxes now, and it's full. So, yeah, pretty good shit. Also, from Big Wood, at Big Woody Style. Picked up the Network Spotlights Wendy Richter for me. I still haven't seen those around here. Very frustrating. So that was the only one I really want. I want the Ricochet too, but I know I'll eventually see it. Nobody, unless somebody can pick it up for me, let me know. But the Wendy Richter, very happy to have it. I think it looks dope. Very, very important person in wrestling history. So it's very, you know, all the retro shit I always say I have to have. WrestleMania Elites. Hit Target they've hit all over Columbus today. So I was getting nervous. I saw the number stay at 8. I thought that, and it's the same number as the Royal Rumble Elite. So I thought there was a Bobby Lashley at this particular Target by my house. When I saw the number at 8, I'm like, fuck, somebody already picked up the Booker T. I get there. No, somebody must have bought the Lashley. All 8 were on the pegs. I picked up Booker T, picked up Cactus Jack, went home. I'm a fucking psycho. And I noticed there was a smudge on Cactus Jack's shirt. So I went back to Target, exchanged it for the other Cactus Jack that didn't have the smudge, and also picked up a Kofi. So picked up 3 figures yesterday and also got Wendy Richter in the mail and the pro wrestling cape, which was pretty much my leg work. I know that I saw a Grand Metalik Chase at Walgreens today, which was really surprised me. One of the tabs in the back looked like it was cut off, and the tape was cut, so not really MOC. The box wasn't beat other than that. It was just kind of coming apart. So I was really surprised. I sent out a couple feelers. Nobody really wanted it, so I left it hanging. Keith Lee, that series of basics is popping up. He also is the chase, so I will get Keith Lee when I see him. I know that the vaginal wall blaster Drew Venzel picked him up.
Yeah, a lot of cervixes were loosened. With just him walking through the aisle.
I bet whenever they ask him to pay, he just flops it on the fucking on the counter.
And rings that shit through. He's like,
yeah, and it's just, okay, sir. Enjoy your day.
Scan the barcode, bitch.
And also, a frustrating thing, we talked about this with Elite 71 a while back when they were hitting targets, but now GBM, apparently we have Elite 74 hitting Walmarts with no anvils.
Been seeing that a lot. A lot of people posting that.
What do you make of this blasphemy of them not including fucking exclusives?
Well, that even goes back to the series with the Rock exclusive. Some people were finding them. A lot of people weren't. I mean, we did eventually get those, but...
Then we got flooded with them.
Right. But, you know, Elite 71's cases, no exclusives. You're getting the cases at Walmart with no anvil, but you're getting cases at Walmart with Peyton Royce, Billy Kay. I mean, the distribution really sucks, but now Walmart getting Target exclusives. I mean, the Target website had the anvil on their website. I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, so that's pretty much all we got for legwork. Obviously, next we're going to talk about New York Toy Fair 2020, so a lot to cover there. GBM, we told you three, then we bumped it to five, then we took it away. Now we had you on for legwork. So before we let you go, is there anything you want to plug, anybody you want to shout out, or anything you just want to generally say nice to the community before you jump off here?
Is there one more?
And that's how we hung up on him.
That's awful.
That was painful, wasn't it?
That's awful. We fucking lost connection, GBM. Call back next fucking time. That smug prick. I swear.
God, that was awful.
He's on here for 20 fucking minutes. I wanted to fucking kick myself in the balls, but I couldn't.
I did. I muted myself, had Rachel come up, kick me in the balls while he was doing his leg work.
Christ. Fucking just smug prick, ain't he?
Oh, my God. All right, Barry, you ready to talk about some New York Toy Fair?
We should. I think
we should. So, obviously, us being... Hold on, let me take a sip of my wine before I get started here. Fuck, that was exhausting.
That motherfucker's so dry, it fucking dried your mouth out. liquidate your palate.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Pinot Noir.
Good Lord.
All right, Barry, New York Toy Fair. It came. We talked about it. It was exciting. We saw a lot of shit. So we're just going to get into it. We're going to start with the WWE Mattel. GBM's texting me. Like the initial conversation wasn't rough enough. Now he's got to text me.
Right, and he sends us a fucking black heart where he's tore up that that we lost connection.
Shaky internet up there in Wisconsin, right?
I said we're on dial-up internet. I said it before we started.
So you're prepping everybody on it.
Absolutely.
All right. The big news that I think that came out of my favorite piece of news that came out of the WWE Mattel display was we're getting the Legend series back.
Hells yeah.
Fucking amazing, dude. We always talk about you want to reel us in, especially dudes our age. You know, 40-year-old podcasters out here just trying to make it. That's all we're trying to do.
Just trying to make ends meet.
Make ends meet. Relive a little childhood. Hit us in a little nostalgia. And they sure did by bringing back the WWE Legends line. And we saw a Bobby Heenan in a weasel suit. We saw the Valentine. We saw a Razor Ramon. And we saw a Sting. Barry, what stands out? What do you think?
You know the Bobby Heenan. The Heenan is a must-have.
Creme de la creme.
Yeah, the face scan is phenomenal. He did that in the AWA days, and then brought it to the WWF. It's just something that strikes with my childhood anyway that I remember fondly. And of course, Heenan is a fucking icon. So,
I think I think of the Warrior not zipping it up.
Right.
Like what a clown. Yeah. I saw that Hova, a lot of people, and Hova was the one who mentioned it that really caught my eye about, oh my God, another Razor and another Sting. And I like totally get that. Like I'm a big Sting fan. So like we were talking before we got on here with GBM as we were just trying to get through that I, you know, when I see the Sting figures, to me, it's checking off an era Sting in my mind. You know what I mean? So I remember that time. I'm sure like Rucker's a monster Sting fan. So when he saw that, he was instantly going in about the paint and the detail and what, you know, does. And which is great, you know. So, but if you're not a Sting fan, I can see that. Yeah, we're getting a lot of Razor Elites. I ain't gonna lie. It is what it is. So I'll get it because I'm a Razor fan. But yeah, I'll probably get this entire line. This is probably the line that like I'll be a completionist through, or a completionist about, because I mean, I love the Legends. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely could see me having all those. And I'm not even that dude that's worried. Like if I got Heenan, I'd be cool. But with that line, yeah, I definitely could see me having all of them, especially with the hammer, with the shin protector.
That's cleaners, dude.
I mean, you're right. So, yeah, I love that set.
Yeah, the amazing attention to detail, like you said, with the shin protector, that's fucking dope. We've been clamoring for a Valentine for a while, so now we just need that Morocco. Well, not Morocco, fuck, Dino Bravo.
Yeah, Dino Bravo and Rugged Ronnie Garvin.
Oh, God. It's teasing me. Also, again, let's stick with the kind of flashback theme here. This is something I really like. Decade of Dominance. Now, the Legends is going to be a Target exclusive, and that's replacing the network spotlights that is getting canceled. So, hopefully these Legends figures come through. I think they're going to be hot. So, people are going to love those. Decade of Dominance, which is going to be a Walmart line. You have a John Cena. You have a Nation of Domination, Mark Henry. You have a Natalya, which looks like a Divas Championship. Old school Natalya. Young Randy Orton with the hair, with the arm sling. So love that. And also an old school Undertaker. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy with the Decade of Dominance line as well. I like the revisiting different times of these characters' careers. I think that's dope, seeing the evolution of a character, kind of a throwback to, you know, a young Randy Orton or a young Natalya. Word Life John Cena, which it looks like he has the same jersey on as his defining moments. But, you know, we'll see. But, yeah, big shout-out. What do you think, man?
I like them all. The Mark Henry, though, to me, it just doesn't even look like him. But I mean, it is what it is. Yeah, the Randy Orton looks phenomenal, and the Undertaker with the purple and shit under his eyes like he hadn't slept. I love that detail. So yeah, those two for me, the Orton and Undertaker, I think would be the must-haves out of that.
I agree, man. I'm pretty fired up about those. Also, we just kind of got box art a little bit, kind of a loose estimation, but we have a Elite 2-pack. Triple H and China with DX packaging. Looks like it's going to include a couple belts. One of them is not going to be the spinner belt. We saw the spinner belt in the display in the pictures. I think that was just kind of a placeholder for what they're going to do. Triple H has a robe on. You got old school China with the bangs, I believe. So yeah, I'm here for that, man. What do you think, bud?
Yeah, man, you've been clamoring for a China, you know, for a China for a long, long time. And finally, she's getting her just due. And I think that's going to be a hot seller. I really do. I'm not one for the battle packs, but
It's an Elite 2-pack.
Yeah. Well, I think even those I don't think sell really well. I mean, that's just kind of my opinion.
Right.
But I think that one will, being as how it's pretty much her first, you know.
It's China, man. People don't want it.
Yeah. I think that one's going to sell big.
Yeah, I'm pretty satisfied with what WWE's done so far. I know a lot of people said they wanted more. They were expecting more at Toy Fair, but I think what we did see was extreme quality, and I'm a big fan. So, again, we're keep plugging along here. We have Ultimate Edition Series 5. You have Becky Lynch, and you have John Cena. Let me get to him here. Barry, your thoughts on that? Becky's coming with two belts, two heads, extra set of arms, the hair, one hair looks like she's got kind of like the hard part she had going. The other one looks kind of more wild hair. I don't know what it is with Becky Lynch or even the women's division. They cannot seem to get these scans right.
She looks surprised. And she's like, what? Huh? Like her face scans are completely fucked up. I don't like it. For an ultimate edition, I expect more, I guess. And to me, hell, her basic, if you just threw the titles in with her basic, you would have that figure. I mean, pretty much. And the scene, I don't even like Cena's head scans.
It's got three heads. two extra set of hands, spinner belt, hat, chain, hustle, loyalty, respect shirt.
I mean,
black hustle, loyalty, respect shirt with orange lettering.
Fucking word life.
So, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the line. To me, you can get all this stuff in a basic. I would be just as satisfied. I don't need three John Cena heads that look basically, two of them look basically, one he's smiling, one he's not, one he looks like he's yelling. I don't know. Maybe I'm not a figure photographer. Maybe the figure photographers clamor more for that line than what I would. But to me, it ain't it.
No, definitely not.
Also, we saw Elite 76. We got, now let me get this right here. We got Word Life Cena. We got Lacey Evans. We got Heavy Machinery with the YOLO Championships. We got Christian. We got Chase Christian. And we got Braun. What stands out? What do you like? What don't you like?
See, now I like that Cena with the chain. I like that. I like the Lacey Evans. You know, I like Otis. You know,
fantastic.
What I mean? Otis is out here in these streets.
Otis looks fucking great.
Yeah, I'm all about that. So, I mean, those are mine. I mean, I'd get the Tucker. I'd get him just for to have the tag team. And you know, Christian's out here putting it down.
So that Christian Chase will be mine. I'll probably get both Christians. Probably keep with my theme of keeping the Chase MOC and opening the regular to torment you on the show.
That's awful.
We'll have the John Cena. I'll probably buy them all but Braun.
Not a fan of Braun. I mean, I can't imagine his figures sell well. It's not a knock on him. I guess it kind of is, but.
I have one. I have a Top Picks from last year. It's not terrible. I mean, it's just something I have in the collection. I'm looking at it now. He's big, you know.
They all look the same.
He has a goofy smile, but this is a better head scan, a better facial expression for him, I think. So that's a positive. But I'm not a big. I don't know. Braun doesn't move the needle for me.
No.
Let me take another drink of my wine. God damn, GBM just did a number on me, man.
Fuck. 20 minutes of that motherfucker. I mean, I bet you it would be like a fucking hemorrhoid commercial or something, and our ratings skyrocketed once we lost connection with him.
We have to get the minute by minute.
Exactly.
Also, we have Battle Pack 65. You got the Hardys. You got Ali Owens. You got Velveteen Dream and Ricochet. To me, this is not even a question. Velveteen Dream and Ricochet steal the show here.
The Velveteen Dream.
What do you think about that? What do you think of his gear? All that.
Was that Dream Over? Is that what his thing says?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody thought he was mocking Hogan. Well, he was mocking Hulk Hogan.
Right. Yeah. I love it.
From his Tough Enough days.
Yeah. Love the little boa. All that. And Ricochet actually looks different than all the other ones, so that's a plus. So, yeah, I like that one. I think that one's cool.
And also, Series 107, we got The Rock. We got Shinsuke, and he's the Chase with the blue getup, I believe, is the Chase. EC3, another Braun. And Bianca Belair, I don't think this is even close to a discussion. Bianca Belair is the creme de la creme. To me, that's a must-have basic.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that one looks awesome. I love that one.
I'm a Bianca Belair mark. I think, and I've said it on Twitter, I've said it on the show, future Hall of Famer Bianca Belair.
Oh, my.
And I'm excited to see her match against Charlotte tomorrow night on NXT.
As you should.
That's gonna be a banger. Series 108 is up for pre-order on Ringside Collectibles. You have AJ. Man, he has a lot of fucking figures. Good Lord.
Right.
You have AJ and you have Aleister Black, which we saw. Aleister Black looks really good. Really good for a basic with the tattoo work. Not as detailed as what it was on an Elite, obviously, but pretty good for a basic. Roman, you got the Street Profits, finally. Now let's get some Elites. and AJ is the Chase. To me, it's all about Aleister and the Street Profits, but I need Street Profits elites. I need Bianca Belair elite as well, but her basic, that basic looks really good. But for these guys, I need elites. I need Street Profit elites for, and I think Montez Ford again has a huge. Don't be surprised if 5 years from now in WWE, a storyline is the married couple that are champions of their divisions.
We'll keep this show in the fucking archives so we can go back and you called your shot.
Might not even be 5 years. Could be three. They're both. I thought Montez Ford looked great against Seth last night.
Hey.
All right. Now we got past WWE. We're moving right along here. Pretty good pace, right?
Did I just hear you open up some Tylenol?
No, it's turning the page on show notes, which is something I don't normally do.
I thought it was a bottle of Tylenol. GBM fucking gave you a headache.
I'm out here snorting Advil.
Hey, drop a Soma.
All right. Now let's go with the AEW figures.
Holy shit.
Wicked Cool Toys, Jazzware, Unrivaled Series from AEW. All right, now they announced it the day after we recorded last week on Dynamite. And then we saw the figures at, you know, they showed the guys look at their figures, the Series 1 guys on Dynamite. We saw the actual figures at Toy Fair, and a lot of people, man, there's a lot of buzz about these things. We're just going to get into it, Barry. AEW Unrivaled Series 1. We have Cody Rhodes, Kenny Omega, Jericho with the kind of the Painmaker gear. Omega's going to have the one-wing angled vet or trench coat, whatever you want to call it, jacket. Jericho with the Painmaker gimmick. Matt Jackson and Nick Jackson, not a two-pack, separate Young Bucks figures with their white with red trim gear, and also Brandi Rhodes. Brandy, I'm not very impressed with. I know a lot of people aren't very impressed with Matt Jackson as well. Let's see if I can pull it up here and look. Yeah, to me, they went for that whole when he has one eyebrow up thing, and he kind of has. I saw what they were going for. They didn't quite get it. I think the Nick looks really good. The Cody looks fantastic to me. But to me, that series is all about Kenny Omega. I think the Kenny Omega looks fantastic. I've been wanting a Kenny Omega style figure. Now, these are going to be an elite scale. The motion on them is going to be, think Ultimate Edition. Instead of Elites, you know, you just go up and down to where Ultimate Edition, you also go left and right. You can have a swivel to it. These things are going to be in the very similar to the Jax Classic Superstar series. So I think a fair question is, you know, a fair concern could be if you're an MOC collector, getting these things in good conditions off the pegs, right? So maybe that's something, if people complain about that, that's something they change down the line. But to me, I'm very excited to get figures of people that I have followed since the very first episode of Being the Elite. You know, seeing these guys in Ring of Honors, I mean, small shows and Ring of Honor shows, and they come to Columbus, and now they're going to have figures hanging at Walmart in August. That's fucking dope. So shout out to them for growing. Shout out to them for getting this point. I think the AEW fans will support this product. They will buy the figures. And this will be good. This will continue the growth of AEW. And that's fantastic. Cody comes with a blue weight belt. Says Attitude Killer on it. He's going to have a hammer for when he hit the throne at double or whatever pay-per-view that was.
That was so, All In, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't All In because I was at All In.
Oh.
It was whatever their first one was.
Yeah, we were at All Out.
We were at All Out. But he didn't do that at All In.
That was the first one, wasn't it?
That wasn't an AEW pay-per-view. That was more of an indie super. That was more of an indie Super Bowl.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But so the Cody made the response, well, the internet's gonna be happy about this. But to me it's cool. Barry, you saw Series 1. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I like the Jericho, and I don't know if you touched on the 1 in 500 and the 1 in 1,000.
We will.
Yeah, but that Jericho, I like the jacket and everything. I think that's cool. And I'm with you. I think Omega is another one. Those are probably my two, the Kenny and the Jericho.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
That I like the
most. I'll probably double up on the Kenny Omega. Call me a mark. Call what you want. But I'm super fucking excited about that. So, and also, those will have chases. And this is where some people are a little up in arms. So, you're looking at a 1 in 500 Cody Rhodes with his double or nothing gear. And also, 1 of 1,000 Chris Jericho with the AEW championship. I'll let you go first, man. What's your thoughts on the limited edition, the number, the actual choosing of the variants? Go ahead.
Yeah, I like them. I mean, I think that we were talking before it came on air. I think the resale market, the resale value on these is going to be ridiculous. I thought maybe 150, 200 pushing for 1 in 500, 1 in 1,000 of these guys. I like them. I would love to have one. But yeah, I like them. I think you could have maybe swapped out Cody and put in Kenny Omega as the 1 in 500 and put some crazy ass gear on him and made him look even better. So that would, I don't know. I think they're really cool though. I like them.
To me, like, I'm cool with the super limited edition figures. You know, I get that people want to have everything, but I feel like if you get it, it makes it that much more special. And I know I say this a lot. I come from the shoe game. I would love to have a pair of Off-Whites. I take an L on that sneakers app every time some Off-Whites show up on there. Every single fucking time. So, chances are I'll probably take an L on those two figures. But if I don't, ooh, that's going to be a sweet fucking day. So, yeah, I'm all about the excitement of the chase. Yeah, you're going to get disappointed. The excitement of the hunt, yeah, you're going to get disappointed. Probably going to get disappointed. Probably won't find it. But, yeah, I'm cool with it, man. It attracts – it gets people to the stores looking for the figures, which is what they're designed to do, and they'll pick up other ones. So I think it's really cool, man. I really hope I get one because it's, you know, it'll be a trophy in my collection. Now, how do you think they're going to do with distribution at Walmart?
You know, that's the crazy thing is distribution has been off so bad that I think these are liable to fucking show up anywhere. I mean, I don't even know where to say, okay, this place will definitely get a few. This place will get some. If they show up in Waxahachie fucking Texas, I won't be surprised.
So the hope is, I think when everybody saw Walmart, there was a little bit of panic because as a community, I've learned otherwise from other people today who aren't really in the community, but I've had a much tougher time at Walmart than I have at Target. Target's done a way better job of taking care of me in that respect, particularly here in Columbus. So I can't speak for everybody. I can only speak for my experiences. I do know that Jazzwares makes the Fortnite figures, and I see a million of them motherfuckers everywhere I go. So, also, I'm sure Fortnite has way more characters and stuff, but I don't know if they're going to flood the pegs immediately, but I think they're going to make these things available. They're trying to grow this brand, so my guess is they will be fairly easy to get. They will be coming in August. You can order from Ringside right now. The price point on these things is going to be $20. You can order from Ringside right now for $24 and get them a month early. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. I think Series 1's great. Did you think they picked all the right superstars for Series 1?
Well, to be fair, you kind of knew Cody wasn't going to let Brandy get hung out, left out of the series.
It's whack.
Okay. So that was that wasn't gonna fucking fly. So you knew she was gonna be in there. You knew the Bucks were gonna be in there. So now you're down basically to two other guys. So I mean, yeah, and I'm cool with Omega and Jericho's your champion, so you kinda gotta have him. But they fucking hit it out of the park though for the next series, so.
Well, I'll just stay on the first series for a moment.
I am.
I would not do Brandi Rhodes. I would have done Britt Baker or Nyla Rose. But I don't know if they wanted to stay away from what people might say. You know, there's idiots and narrow-minded people out there. What they might say about Nala Rose figure and their kid buying one. Who fucking knows? That's terrible. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it, though. Right? So, you know, I think we found out how accepting some people aren't whenever she just won that world championship, so, which is sad. But, you know, growth and change takes time. But, yeah, I thought that Brandi kind of played. And she's the AEW Steph McMahon, brother.
I hear you.
You know, so it is what it is. But, you know, it was funny because I told Rachel, I said, there's one women's figure for Series 1 for AEW. Who do you think it is? Instantly, she said Brandi Rose and rolled her eyes.
And they're cool.
She likes Brandi Rose. They chatted. They get along well, which blew my mind. Legwork wife out here rubbing shoulders with famous people. She literally looked at Brandi Rose because Brandi Rose had that cooking show. And Rachel would watch and be like, oh my gosh, she's going to chop her fingers off. And when she met Brandi Rhodes, she walked up to her after she took our picture and says, I'm so glad to see you still have all your fingers. And I was like, oh my God, Rachel just burned Brandi Rhodes. And then they had a chat and they laughed and giggled, talked about it. And I was like, my God, me and Cody just kind of looked at each other. I was like, oh fuck, we thought that was going to go bad. It was funny because we had a husband moment while they were having, because women, you know, I would be pissed if somebody said that to me, but that's my wife.
Caddy.
God love her. AEW Unrivaled Series 2. We have John Moxley with the Mox vest. Dustin Rhodes with the red gear. Obviously a half-painted face like we see him. Hangman Page with a bandana over his mouth. And a rope. MJF. And we also have the Lucha Brothers, Rey Fénix and Pentagon Jr. So you have a tag team in Series 1. You have a tag team in Series 2 in separate cases. I'm going to go ahead and go first. I thought MJF stole the show, bro. I thought of all the figures they display, that might be the best one. It's money. It's really, really good. Rucker's probably going to have one MOC. And probably just several. One he can have in his truck when he works. At home, where he podcasts, so he can probably have them all over the house. Comes with the Burberry scarf. Yeah, this is really dope. What's your thoughts, Barry?
Yeah, I'm going to go a different route. I think MJF was the second best figure. I fucking love that Pentagon Jr. figure. I mean, I just the mask, the eyes, the tongue. Like, that just, I like,
he's
that
getting
is,
two heads.
Yeah, that is a figure. What's the word you like to use? He's a figure-esque type
toy
of guy.
Addict.
Yeah, he's a toy addict dude. And I think that right there will sell huge. I really like that figure.
Yeah, that's really dope. I'm still going to go MJF, but this is... This is fire. What do you think of the packaging on these things?
Yeah, you know, I like them, but like you said, I think it's going to be hard to get some of these MOC, just not from the way they're shipped, but the way the distribution and the way the people put them on the pegs.
Or just in boxes, just in cases.
Yeah. No.
So that concerns me, but yeah, I mean... I think it's a nice little ode. I like the big extravagant packaging. So if I get mint on card in my hands, oh my God, how awful would that be to get one of those 1 in 500 Cody Rhodes in a beat box? Oh.
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
Oh, I would crumble. I would still buy it, but I would crumble. But yeah, I think that we kind of speculated a couple weeks back on what they might be, who might be in it. Well, I think we speculated the whole time and. Yeah, they got a lot of the major players. I'm still looking to see the Lucha Express, Joey Janela, Darby Allin, Pride and Powerful. Oh, sorry, excuse me. GBM really did a number. I mean, I think it affected my stomach. I got a little heartburn now. I don't normally get heartburn.
Ugh. Potential coronavirus just from talking to him. I mean, I'm sweating. You know,
I changed shirts. I sweat. I pitted out my first one.
Jesus. I'm even wearing his shirt right now. Actually, I didn't even tell him that, but fuck.
I was going to, but I didn't.
Well, he's a self-mark, you know.
I wore it last week for the advertising post saying he was going to be on here. That immediately took it off.
As you should have been let Axel lay on it in his bed.
Not trying to do my dog like that. And also, we got an AEW toy belt for, you know, that's $20. An AEW authentic scale ring with a Kenny Omega. That is on ringside right now for $95. And you also got a medium ring playset, which is like the core ring for WWE for $20. So, yeah, I think that, like, they checked a lot of the boxes. I thought they did great. The scale is just like the Elite scale. What do you think about that, them being the same size as Elites?
I think that's good. I think that's the way to go. I'm not against it. I think that's the smart thing to do, is people are accustomed to seeing those figures in that Elite scale, and they went with it. I think that's the smart play.
And also, I think it's smart just for when I talked last week that, and I kind of was, I think Jeff convinced me a little bit, the evolution of figures and something different, you know, because we see the same thing. And I get that, but I think the point I keep coming back to is dream match. You know, Kenny Omega wrestling, you know, whoever, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins. You know what I mean? In some kids' federation somewhere. So I think that's dope, man. I do. I think it's cool. And hopefully we'll get some different lines, some Rumbler-esque things, some, I don't know if they'd ever do like retros or LJNs or anything like that, but something unique, a little spin-off on what they're doing already, different ways to market their superstars. So hopefully Series 3, I'm going to predict a Darby Allin. I'm going to predict a Joey Janela. Who else am I going to predict? I said Proud and Powerful, but I think Lucha Express first. Maybe all three of them. And then one more. So I picked Lucha Express, picked Darby Allin, I picked Joey Janela, Sammy Guevara. Or we get Britt Baker. I'm sorry, Britt Baker for the Series 3. But yeah, I thought that was really dope. Barry, your overall thoughts on Toy Fair?
Yeah, I thought quality-wise, it was excellent. I'm excited. Like you said, there's some figures in there that definitely got me excited, definitely pumped up for the future of what's coming out in WWE and AEW. I'm excited for a lot of those figs. So it just steps up our fig hunting game and, you know, put in the legwork and get busy, man. We got shit to do.
To me, the big news obviously was the unveiling of all the AEW figures with their launch of that line. So that was, you know, probably what stole the show. So I was excited about that. I think that, you know, saw a lot of people like Jordan Cassatt. I'll use him as an example. Somebody who not the biggest AEW fan. He'll admit that. You know, a lot of their fans drive him crazy, he says. But when he sees the figs, it makes it. He said it, he makes him kind of want to watch the products. That's dope. You know what I mean? So that's how good the figures are. That's how well received they were, and I think that's fucking great. To me, the Legends line coming back, amazing. Decade of Dominance line, also amazing. Christian Chase, I thought was dope. So I thought WWE did a great job. Obviously the Elite 2-pack with Triple H in China might have been the big news right there. But to me, I'm really tickled by the Legends figures and the Decade of Dominance figures coming in line. So that's, I thought it was a great weekend, and I thought, you know, it's a great weekend for collectors. It's really fun on those days when, you know, wrestling figure news source and Ringside Collectibles, they're all rolling them out on Twitter, boom, 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 and people obviously posting their pictures. Smart Mark Sterling made a nice video about the AEW figures. That's a real, when all that news and information is coming in, that's so exciting. Like, it's almost like NBA, like free agency. You know what I mean? Like, it's like just constant news coming at you and you're paying attention to Woj bombs. That's how I was paying attention to those websites. So I thought that was great. Makes for a fun day, makes for fun conversations and, you know, critiques and debates and just the fun stuff that goes into collection. I saw nothing but positive vibes on Twitter. So yeah, that's dope, man. So I, you know, I'm really excited that the evolution of wrestling figures now with a new line, with a new promotion, with a new company. So it's, yeah, man, really fucking cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is a step in the right direction for the, yeah, it's, it gives you an alternative instead of some of those off-brand generic, no-name kind of wrestlers that you were getting. Now you're getting the other company that's on TV and getting those figures, and hopefully in mass distribution where you can pick them up easily.
All right, you ready to talk about some pro wrestling tees, homie?
What's Josh wearing?
Well, I'll let you know here in a moment. There is a shit ton of new arrivals on pro wrestling tees.
Holy shit.
A shit ton. Wow, I'm looking at them right now. I'm not going to name them all, but guys, go to new arrivals at pro wrestling tees. I think you'll be satisfied. You Lex Luger fans out there, you're getting taken care of. You are. You got three shirts. A Narcissist Luger shirt is really fucking dope. I like that a lot. Atlas Security got some shirts. I see they're cashing a little bit. New Macho Man shirt, new Matt Sydal shirt, Impact Wrestling, which I might pick something up. They're coming to Columbus late April.
April 24th and 25th.
For TV tapings.
Hells yeah.
So I might have to make my way to Ohio. Players, hey, get the DMs. Let me know who's going. Y'all coming to my city. I always have to go to Cleveland. Da, 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 coming to my city. That's dope. Sabu got some new shirts. We got some 8x10s. What we got here for 8x10s? We got Tito. We got Tori Wilson. We got Haku, Diamond Dallas Page, Trish Stratus, and Big Van Vader. All for $25 a piece. Pretty good deal. Bullet Club Beach Party towels. New Colt Cabana shirt. An Effie shirt. Effie promises to kill you in the streets over homophobia during his very gay weekend event. That's fucking awesome. I saw, like, what's that fucking idiot's name? Brad Shepard?
I have no idea.
Try to go at Effie for being violent. Like, you know he's a wrestling character, right? Don't you cover wrestling, you fucking idiot? Golly, people make me mad.
Fucking, I'll tell you who made me mad today, and that's GBM, wasting our fucking time.
You're still worked up about that.
I'm fucking devastated that we allowed him to come on and ruin the fucking show.
I'm like exhausted from that.
Yeah. I mean, he's exhausting. I mean, and to quote Taylor Swift, he is never, ever, ever, ever fucking coming on again unless he sends my Harley Race to me.
You know, with all that said, I'm excited to see him in Circleville, him and Hova.
Well, you know that bullshit. Fuck, that fucker had more excuses. I was like, you come to Circleville. Well, you know, I'm off every week.
Let me tell you something. What he hit us with?
Yeah.
Here we go.
He's got some big girl coming. I know what it is. He's got some fucking big girl. He's been seeing. He's been doing leg work with. I think she helps him change tires or something. When he has tire trouble. She's one of them mechanics.
Like Santana Garrett?
But this one's real good with her hands.
Okay, she wins.
Yeah, she likes those lug nuts. And he's basically in love. You know, and I think... He wants us to be in the wedding. But, I mean, it's up to you if you want to go or not. Fuck, it'll be... He probably isn't even going to have a fucking ice cream machine or nothing, so I don't want to go. So it's up to you.
You ready to do some top sellers?
What's Josh wearing, man?
Well, I'm going to tell you what jobbing with Josh at Wendog up here. I was at Wendog 25?
27.
I buck that up every time, Josh. It's my bad, dude. He's sitting there right now in his AEW Premium Varsity Zip hoodie just fucking mad at me about that shit.
Eat it.
Well, we're going to talk about the top 10 t-shirts sold on Pro Wrestling Tees last week. I'm not going to include the Varsity Zip hoodie, but that's in that top 10 sales area. But I'm just going to do t-shirts this week as Josh zips up his hoodie and anxiously waits for what I'm about to say. At number 10, we have the Best Friends and Orange Cassidy Best Friends Trio cartoon. Looks like they're doing the kind of a play on the hug around Orange Cassidy. Number 9. Chris Jericho, Le Champion. Number 8, the All Elite Wrestling Standard logo shirt. Number 7, a new inclusion, I believe, in the top 10 here. Chris Statlander shirt. Fantastic. People out there supporting Chris Statlander. That's fucking dope. Number 6, John Moxley Paradigm Shift. Shirt's called Thirst. Number 5, I Love AEW. Number 4, you got the Orange Cassidy yearbook photo. Number 3, the shirt I'm wearing right now, the orange, also available in white, Orange Cassidy freshly squeezed shirt. Number 2, we got a Kenny Omega Omegatron shirt. And the number 1 selling shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees last week was Cody with the Pharaoh Shield. The big thing I take right there, Orange Cassidy popped up in that top 10 3 times.
I think he's over.
You think?
I'm just saying.
Motherfuckers out here making money, man. But, Barry, that's all I got.
Well, listen, and normally I would say thank you and all that shit, but I'm going to start off with an apology. You know, we're sorry that fucking we allowed GBM to come on and ruin the first 20 minutes of the show. Luckily, we were disconnected, unfortunately for him.
That's unfortunate. It really was.
Yeah.
Damn this internet.
This dial-up internet's a bitch. But thank you again for staying with us. I mean, for holding on through that first fucking 20 minutes. I can't even compare it to anything. Because we've never seen nothing like it. But follow me on Twitter, at bfrost28. Eric, drop their credentials, sir.
Again, you can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but of course, always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. Search us on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, Google Play by searching at Doing, or by searching, I'm sorry, Doing the Favor podcast. Big shout out to my dad. I know he listens every week. Big shout out, Big Dennis. Appreciate you impregnating my mom and bringing me into this world. Thanks,
my
homie.
My God.
Big shout out. Big shout out my wife for recording a video last week for me. A live video. I apologize that the camera view was so far away. She told me it was good. I assumed she knew what she was doing. She did not.
Hey, the sad part about all
also,
that
don't
shit
tell
is,
Rachel I said that.
I was going to say the sad part about that whole thing is Rachel just randomly appears and shit, and she's over more than we are.
Fuck. I mean, how many people jump in my DMs talking about how much they love Rachel in the video? She said like 3 words.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck are we doing here? Well, fucking.
She's down in her living room right now drinking wine, not giving a shit.
Yeah, don't even care that we're floundering up here dealing with GBM. Fuck.
That's it, Barry. That's all I got. GBM sucked the life out of me.
They did. So with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the show. Good night and God bless.
Peace.